Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I used to care so much about portraying a perfect life and acting like everything was okay when really things were far from it. I was secretly battling anxiety, depression, and an eating disorder. So it was a lot. I'm Victoria Garrick, former Division I athlete, mental health advocate, and host of Real Pod. Every Wednesday, I sit down with celebrities, athletes, entrepreneurs, and more to talk about the inner thoughts and feelings that we're all struggling with. So leave the filters and Facetunes at the door and join me on Real Pod.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room. Today we have, oh my God, I'm so bad at intros. Like somebody needs to teach me. Like today we have in the house.
You could just call me a podcaster, comedian, and New York Times bestselling author.
Okay. And memer.
Oh yeah, that too.
Okay. Claudia Autry. I'm sure you guys know her from Girl With No Job, from her New York Times bestselling book, from The Morning Toast, from her private account, Claudia Autry. from everywhere. I mean, I'm sure you know her. Claudia, it's been like when we popped up on the Zoom after I accidentally emailed the Zoom link to my therapist from 10 years ago, Claudia at Hotmail. And like, she's going to be really confused.
And I hope I was like, she joins.
She'll be like, is everything okay? Are you still having panic attacks? I'll be like, yeah.
Emergency session.
But when you popped up, I was like, when you like know people from this world but never met them, don't you feel like, oh my God, hi.
It just feels weird because like I know everything about you. Like I know your husband and your baby and I know you're a Kravis like stan. So I just feel like it doesn't feel like we're meeting for the first time, but we really are.
But we really are. And like you, I'm gonna say something like for me embarrassing, but like I don't care. Is like when people always ask, probably they ask you too, like advice, how did you start, right? Like how did you get going? And like Claudia, I'll speak on your behalf because I know you're really modest and you don't like speaking about yourself.
Incredibly humble.
You were one of the like pioneers of meme accounts, right? You were one of the first big four, big five. Like you had this idea, genius idea. You were like, what, 20 when you...
I was 18. I was in college. I just started NYU. I was a freshman.
That's so annoying.
I know.
And you literally started this blog, Girl With No Job, right? Because you were hated your internship or something?
Yes, I went to NYU and I went to like a Jewish day school in the city. So it was dual curriculum. It was like 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Really rigorous, like a lot for like a teenager. And when I got to college, I had like one class a day. It was this huge shift for me. And the first couple of weeks I was like living for the free time. I gained so much weight. I was just like eating and like partying. And that lifestyle like does get very boring very quickly, especially at NYU where everyone is like on the fast track to their careers. Like people in orientation have jobs lined up. They know exactly what they want to do. And I was just kind of like running around with my head cut off, had no idea what I wanted to do. And by that second semester, I was like, that's why I went to NYU. Like everyone there, it's not really like a party school. You're there to really get in, get out, get a job, do internships. It's like very career focused. So I got an internship my second semester of freshman year. And that's when I started my blog called Girl with a Job. And it was just like a funny little like blog I used to write about the overall trials and tribulations of being an unpaid intern in Manhattan, a chubby unpaid intern in Manhattan who works in fashion. And
oh, you were doing it in fashion.
I know, which is so weird because I'm like not fashionable. I like wear the same thing every day.
Wait, Claudia, go back for one second, even though like I just personally want to know your life story. I'm sure other people do too, even though we have to talk about like pop culture, celeb stuff. But I need to know. Okay, so you went to high school in the city too?
Mm-hmm.
So what high school was that?
Ramaz.
Of course. I know Ramaz. I mean, I'm from the city too, babe.
Some say it's the number one yeshiva in the country. Some say that.
Some say that. I went to Beacon. Do you know Beacon?
Oh my God. I didn't know you grew up in the city.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And that's weird though, because usually people that grow up in the city, I feel like about myself, like I wanted the college experience and like grass and dorms, and you grew up in the city, but still wanted to stay in the city for college.
I didn't really have a choice. I like grew up in like a strict household, you know, and NYU was a great school. And I didn't have that much desire to go to like Michigan. So I never really fought for it. You know, I just was like, all right, I have to go to school in the city. I'm not getting into Columbia. And I applied to NYU and Baruch, and I got into NYU.
Oh, okay. And what'd you go for?
So I actually was a physics major my first year. Yeah. And that was dark for me because I like loved high school physics. It was like, I was really good at it and I wasn't super smart and nothing came naturally to me. I wasn't one of those kids who was just like naturally smart, like didn't study for a test, but happened to get a 95. Like that was never my life. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I like have this thing for physics. And when I got to my first day of like the physics class, I realized high school physics does not prepare you for college physics. And it was a really, really hard semester. And once I started blogging and I was like loving it and I wasn't having a lot of success yet, but I was just like, I felt very fulfilled by it. I was like, maybe I should switch my major to media and communications, which is what I did after that first semester. I'm a millennial, so I know how to use the internet, but I'm not very like code, computer science, like geeky like that. I was just trying out all the platforms because they were all free. So people always ask me like, how much capital did you raise to launch your business? I'm like, I literally borrowed $30 from my sister to pay for WordPress. Like that's it.
Wait, but you, was that when Instagram was just pictures? So Instagram was just pictures, didn't have the text, didn't have any. People were just sharing like me, hashtag selfie.
Yeah, like 2012, Instagram was like kind of starting to become a thing, mostly for people just to like share photos of them and their friends. And I remember seeing two brands. I remember seeing Man Repeller and Nasty Gal both bring their brands and like give their brand an Instagram page. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I just did that for my blog, which I changed the name once I got fired to Girl with No Job. And I started like playing around, posting funny like celebrity pictures, like, and then I was just having so much more success on Instagram and it was happening so much faster that I didn't even feel the need to blog anymore because it was, no one was reading the blog. It was not even successful and it took way more time to do. So I eventually like let the blog go and started investing more in like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and then eventually just Instagram.
And did people see you from the beginning? Like were you weren't anonymous or you were?
No, I wasn't anonymous, but I wasn't posting pictures of myself. And I really attribute, there's like a few things that I attribute because what I do is like not revolutionary. I think I got very lucky being on Instagram so early. My timing really, really helped me because people wake up every day and they want to start an Instagram account. And it's oversaturated and some people have success with that. But I think being on Instagram from 2012 or 2013 was huge for me.
Huge.
I think also my name of my handle, Girl With No Job, is just like funny and it attracts people. And then Definitely. The third thing is Snapchat. Snapchat was huge for me. So I had like 500,000 followers on Instagram And it like bummed me out that like I wasn't the face of it because I'm a fucking narcissist and I was right. like, everyone needs to know how beautiful and stunning I am. And I made a Snapchat account for Girl With No Job, and that was all me. And that really catapulted, like my Snapchat was super popular, and that really helped me put a face to my brand.
Because Snapchat had stories, people. If you don't remember, stories started on Snapchat before Instagram had stories.
And then I was like freaking out when Instagram stole stories, because I'm like, oh my God, no, my successful Snapchat's going to become irrelevant. When actually Instagram bringing on the stories feature was like the best thing that ever happened to me, because then it combined the brand I had built on Instagram, which wasn't really about me, and the brand I had built on Snapchat, which was all about me and my dog and my husband. And it converged the two, and it was like this beautiful cacophony of branding.
Beautiful cacophony. I love it. But I feel
think I use that word correctly.
I don't care. It's attractive. Huzzah. I said huzzah. Okay, you guys know I try to eat clean. I try to be like a clean beauty girl. I try to be Kourtney Kardashian, but I'm not always like a hundo. I also share with you guys my faults. I share with you guys when I have like a soda that isn't so good for you. But I swear to God that most of the time I'm trying to drink seltzer and I'm trying to drink prebiotic seltzer. It's called Huzzah, and it is amazing because not only is it a seltzer that has so much flavor, it has so little sugar and so little calories, legit 5 calories and less than 3 grams of sugar. Like, you can get a strawberry and hibiscus, like amazing, amazing drink with so much flavor. I kid you not. It's not like a hint of flavor like other seltzers have. It's like a lot of flavor. Plus it has a probiotic in it. Plus, it's good for you. Plus, it's delicious. Plus, I have 20% off. Like, need you more in life? Like, I think not. So you go to drinkhuzzah.com to get 20% off of this amazing seltzer that, like I said, little sugar, very little calories, and probiotic. So that's drinkhuzzah.com. That's D-R-I-N-K, huzzah, H-U-Z-Z-A-H. .com and use code not skinny to get these amazing, amazing, amazing seltzers with benefits. Whenever I get asked about my Instagram, which I'm stupid and you're an early adapter and I'm a late bloomer, is that I can't believe that I was even anonymous for 5 minutes. Like, who am I? Like, hiding
Gossip
behind.
Girl.
Yeah. No, but I'm not. I'm like, and I think I said this somewhere that I went on a podcast, like when I started showing my face, so many people were like, ew. And like, and I'd see like my unfollows, like, oh, ew. Like, I'm following a meme account. Why? Who's this blonde chick popping up trying to like be cute, you know? but I didn't care because it was just the beginning. And, you know, I was like, oh, I want people that are here to like both things.
Yeah, of course.
So it's nice that you did such a good job of like combining everything. And whoever's there will enjoy the memes, will enjoy Theo, will enjoy your husband, will enjoy your family, or they can leave. But yeah, the really, aside from like your talent and everything that you have, is like timing in life is such an important thing. And like, I remember when I started, it was like, you realized it before it was like a thing. I think I got to the US in like 2015 and I saw memes for the first time. Like, we were just following friends and like doing hashtag selfie, hashtag beach, like like literally insta photo. And I was like, oh my God, people are writing things on Instagram. Like, I write, like, I think I could do that too. And of course, like, it's so different. And I remember, listen, you guys, this is a true story. When you start, like, Claudia is a memer, right? So she would like post memes. And there it happened. If you look back at our messages, like, I'm such a fucking loser because, and Instagram somehow deleted our messages. So even when we like started DMing, I couldn't see, which I'm glad I couldn't. And don't go back because you're going to think I'm such a loser. So don't
I'm going.
Look. But I probably was like, can you please tag me in the caption of the photo? Thank you. Right?
Yeah. It was like the wild, wild west.
Right.
In the like early 2010s, because all this content was floating around on social media and there was really very few ways to originate where it came from, because it would be on Twitter, but that was, you know, taken from a Pinterest meme. And I think now it's like, it's much more standardized. And I think a lot of people, like, that issue is gone. But for many years, it was just like wild. And you would make content, other people would steal it. You would post something thinking that you took it from the direct source, but it was actually stolen from someone else. Like, it was this crazy, there were no rules.
There were no rules. And right. And like a big page reposting, you know, a smaller page's meme or something they wrote was like a big break. Today, I feel like,
yeah.
Don't you feel like today it's a little bit less? Like, I can tap.
It doesn't
like,
carry as much weight.
It doesn't. People aren't like, oh, who wrote this like hilarious thing? Let me go and follow them. No, because you know you can get it anywhere. You know it's going to, you know, like there are cameras and microphones in your room and it's going to pop up on your Explore page the next day. But I feel like then it was like, oh my God, people will just click my name and that's it. Like, you know. Amazing.
Yeah. So now I think people are just having to be more creative with how to grow because the ways that we got used to for so long, Instagram changing the algorithm and just people's behaviors online changing, that doesn't really work anymore.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, and maybe you don't agree with me because I think you're more businessy than I am, even though you're like 100 years younger than me. No, Amanda, you look so young. We're probably the
no,
same
you are
age.
So stunning and young and like so fresh. What are you, 16?
What, Gen Z? So like, do you feel, because you were saying when people ask you like the capital, yes, you have a story which you probably told a million times. You were interviewed for a million places. But like when it was happening, were you thinking about this like, bam, 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 I'm going to do this. I'm going to grow. I'm going to get followers. I'm going to hashtag. I'm going to do Snapchat. And then, or were you just like being yourself? And it worked, kind of. Like,
I look at most of like my business decisions as what will this do? What are the pros and cons? What does this do for the long run? Will it bring in revenue? But when I was starting, and I also feel like this is why I've been able to grow an audience, is because in 2012, you couldn't have a full-time job as an influencer. So I was really doing this for fun. Like, and maybe for like a little clout, people at parties would be like, oh, that's the girl with 100,000 followers. Like, I didn't think it was anything serious. And when I first made money on like an ad campaign with Burger King when I was like a sophomore, it had never even occurred to me. So it was groundbreaking for me. And I was like, oh my God, I have to do more of this so that by the time I graduate, like I'm making a lot of money and I don't have to like get a job.
That's genius. And it's so crazy how today... Was there even the word influencer?
No,
then?
It was like the closest thing was maybe like a YouTuber.
There was YouTuber before Instagram influencer?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself an influencer now?
I don't know. I feel like the word influencer has such a negative connotation.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of things, like I consider myself a comedian, a podcaster, an influencer, an author now. I don't know. I have many labels and whatever you want to call me, if you're talking about me, I'm cool with it. Like, I don't really care.
Like, why isn't there like Instagrammer?
That does exist.
You think?
Yeah. What do you call yourself? Podcaster?
I don't know. No, I don't know. Sometimes I get offended. I'm like, I'm not just a podcaster, but I don't know. I don't know.
Right. I'm a digital personality.
Did you ever change your bio to public person or do only people that aren't public people change? Do you remember? You know,
yes,
you
know, whatever you were about to say, I agree.
Like, it's always the view, like someone from high school who changes their category to like public personality.
Like, I have it set so like your category doesn't show.
Oh, me too. Let oh, me my check. God. I see, we're sure so indecisive about our categories. So, there are a few types of people, the people that hide their category, the people that call themselves public personalities, even though they're not. And the third size of people that think they're so funny, which maybe you're one of them, and I'm going to make fun of you right now because I can't remember, is like you call yourself something else, like scientist. Is that what you were doing?
That's so lame. Except I do think maybe at one point in my life I did put model, but that's like a funny joke.
Yeah. What is it? So now it's nothing?
Now I don't have a category on my page because I'm going through an identity crisis. Like they don't have multifaceted digital personality as one of the options.
Right. Oh my God. I love about you. And I think so many people relate to you is that like you have so much confidence in just who you are. And I think people like to see that, you know what I mean? At the end of the day with the memes, without the memes, I think people like to see people that are confident in who they are and that are not curated. I feel like the time on Instagram, you're welcome, you guys, for this like seminar, is like not the curated Caitlin Miller Keys from The Bachelor, all the same colors and like perfect like
that was
images.
A tough time for me because I'm the opposite of that. I'm messy. I'm disgusting. I like have a wedgie in all my pictures and there's like trash in the background of my house. And like if I'm standing in my bedroom, you'll see my toilet. Like I'm just, I'm the opposite of curated. And so when that was the like vibe, and all these people were getting millions of followers because they had like good flow and they had presets and it was all like this orangey tint. I was like, I am gonna fail. I'm gonna have to go to like law school because this life is not for me.
No, like actually though, actually. So you guys, we were starting out, that's not the vibe anymore, just so you know.
Yeah, that's very chuggy.
Here we go. So your identity crisis, which if you follow Gwenge, which like that's what I want. Gwenge. That's like the vibe.
I mean, people call it Gwenge, but you're Israeli, so I guess you have like Gwenge.
Shut the fuck up. I've been Gwenge. Saying it wrong in my head. It's not Gwenge. I mean,
there's no right way to say it. It's an
how
acronym.
Do people say it?
Gwenge.
Hate that.
That's okay.
Let's change
it. I like
it.
How you said it. I like how you
Gwenge.
Said it.
Gwenge.
Gwenge. Gwenge. It's like French. I'm Emily in Paris.
You guys, don't you need 1,000 gazillion like caffeines a day and pick me ups and just there's another slump and another slump. Oh, just me and BD. No, but I know it's also you. And I know that we none of us like jitters that come from too much coffee. And that's why I'm going to save your life with Verb. Freaking love Verb. They have amazing caffeinated bars that are 90 calories. They're gluten-free. They're plant-based. And they have as much caffeine as an espresso, but the caffeine comes from organic green tea. So that's a smoother, longer-lasting energy boost without the jitters that we hate and with a yummy freaking snack bar that's under 90 calories. Isn't that freaking amazing? Like, I love vanilla latte, an amazing flavor. Also, double chocolate for my chocolate lovers. Literally a cute little bar. You can shove it in your purse. You don't have to worry about like a coffee spilling all over you because you'll get the coffee that you need in a freaking cute 90 calorie bar that won't give you jitters. And wait for it. For a limited time, Verb is offering an exclusive deal to my listeners. They'll ship you 4 of their best-selling flavors for free. You'll just pay 95 cents for shipping. That's all. They'll ship you 4 of their best-selling flavors for free. You'll just pay 95 cents for shipping. To get this deal, you have to go to verbenergy.com/notskinny. It's not available on their regular website, and you cannot use a discount code. So go to Verb, V-E-R-B, energy, ENERGY.com/notskinny to get this amazing deal and get caffeinated. So how did you then, because, okay, we have memes, and I do feel like I get your evolution, and again, I'm putting myself into this. Is like you had memes, right? Started like that. You had, here's me, like me. And then did the pop culture and covering that kind of celebrity stuff and reality TV come naturally? Did it come because you were like, oh, I like this. Maybe you guys will like this too kind of vibe?
Yeah, I've always been like a huge pop culture fan, huge reality TV watcher. And so when I was blowing up on Instagram, a lot of my content, both in my feed and in my stories, was like, making fun of Vanderpump Rules and The Bachelor. And it was just like easy content. And it was so good for my growth. Like, cause that's universal. People my age who follow me, we have the same interests. So they're looking for more content about The Bachelor. I used to recap it on the blog. So it was like an easy thing for me. One, cause it came naturally to me. I really authentically love reality TV, love pop culture, obsessed with celebrities. And then it was good for my business. So I'm like, let's do more. I started watching more reality TV. And then with podcasting, I started my first podcast, Girl with a Podcast. Like, I'm so not creative. Like years ago. And I would just like talk and like, you know, it wasn't very good. It was hard to host a podcast alone with no guests. But I did my best and it was like fine or whatever. But then I was like, I think we need like a rebrand, you know? And I started my podcast with my sister, which was just from the bat so much better. Like, we have better energy. It's so much easier to have a co-host, especially one who's your sister. So it's like very easy to work with family for me. And that kind of took everything to the next level because again, podcasts have been around for a while and they're super popular now, but we started in 2017, which was great. Cause even back then it was like, you don't have a podcast yet. Now it still feels that way, but we have 4 years under our belt now and it's just been really helpful. The time.
Right. Right. So again, you feel like an early innovator.
I try.
Good for you. So what I want to say for Gwenge, I saw in your story that you're really struggling between, am I a Gen Z? Am I a millennial? Because you're technically a millennial. You secretly want to be Gen Z. Why do you want to be Gen Z?
I don't want to be Gen Z, but I do feel like I'm not really a millennial because I'm born in 94 and I know that millennials end in like 95, right?
Yeah.
So I already feel like I'm on the cusp. And then working in digital and just kind of being like, you know, this like, you know, I have a young heart. I feel like I don't really deserve to have millennial, but I also don't feel like a Gen Zer. I actually don't relate to Gen Z at all, even though I do have a middle part. But that's just more like, because I have a double chin. Maybe if I didn't, I would wear my hair to the side. I don't know. Circumstances would be different.
You think?
I do. I used to wear side part when I was like a kid.
But babe, I don't think, first of all, you don't have a double chin, but I don't think that has to do with it. I always feel fatter with the middle part. Like my face looks.
I think every face is different. I really do.
Oh, okay. All face, no shame.
No, I
not,
do.
We're like, not shaming faces. I would agree. Yeah.
I'm looking at you now and you definitely look better with the side part.
Yeah.
And I can show you my side part and you will tell me that I look better with the middle part.
I think a swoop over that I'm doing. Wow, you look good with a swoop.
This is disgusting. Like I look so 97 years old. I'm not doing that.
Okay. I want to like just really tell you part. That although I'd love you in my millennial group, I feel like you're more Gen Z leaning, not because I don't relate to you, but because you are like, you're a little bit colorful. I saw some like things of color on your sweater. Look at all that color. Look at all that color. You have some, you're definitely a mix. Actually, you're definitely a mix.
Yeah. So I've been just kind of finding solace in identifying as a Zillennial. We're a small but powerful group.
I love it.
And I think I will flourish there, but I'll keep you updated. I don't know, but I'm also very Chugy in a lot of ways.
So what did you feel about that though when Chugy came out?
I don't know. I kind of loved it. And I think me loving it makes me Chugy.
Wait, it does make you Chugy? Did you try to use it in real life talk?
Of course. We say it on the podcast like
no,
every
you
single day.
Don't. You do.
And that makes us Chugy, right?
That makes you so Chugy. Like, I think that it's Chugy to use Chugy. Except, like, I get where it's useful. Like, today, somebody posted, well, Jackie Schimmel, if you guys know her, she posted something about like her flight being delayed to Hawaii. So I DM'd her. I was like, how many people told you, Kim, there are people that are dying? And she was literally. she was like, oh my God, like a zillion. She's like, I think I'm going to start like a segment called that. And I was like, that's so Chugy. So there are things that are so Chugy. Like Kim, there are people that are dying is Chugy, right?
You know what else I've come to discover is Chugy. And it's really upsetting because I like kind of grew up in my personality was like knows every word to Mean Girls. Like that was my whole aesthetic. And literally Mean Girls is so fucking Chugy. And that's been really hard for me just to kind of internalize because yeah. I grew up and like I was like the Mean Girls encyclopedia. Like never watch Mean Girls with me. I know every line from start to finish. I insert Mean Girls quotes and references into everyday dialogue. And I have come to the realization that that is extremely Chugy.
Okay. But you know what? Who said the Chugy isn't a vibe.
No, so I think I'm really struggling. So either I need to like lean into the Chuginess and be like, yeah, that's me, even though that's so Chugy.
Yeah.
Or just like resist and become a Zillennial. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I think, well, the video that I'm thinking of the girl that said Chugy, which it might be Chugy that we're talking about Chugy. Like it is really mind blowing, like how careful you have to be. But the girl that I posted had like a hoop nose ring and she's like, my friends and I say Chugy. And I was like, I don't want to be like you. Like, I don't, it's not like I'm like, oh my God, the girl in the video was so cool and she was calling things Chugy. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
100%.
So maybe we're Chugs and it's
maybe
fine.
Maybe we are. And
if
maybe that's
friends
okay.
is Chugy, we're Chugy.
Friends is Chugy.
Friends is so Chugy. What did you think of the reunion trailer?
Honestly, I was very upset when they announced it that it wasn't going to be like a filmed scripted episode. It's like a, you know, they're all just getting together. But
well, it's technically
trailer,
a reunion. That's like more.
But it's
yeah.
not a reboot. It's not a reboot. It's what I mean.
Yeah.
But after watching the trailer, it did look really good. Like, I'm really excited. I just love them.
I know we're going to. But like, we're going to be emosh, like no matter what they give us. I feel like they'd give us like a fingernail and we'd be like, oh, my God, thank you. Even
Can I ask
though.
You a question?
Yeah.
Who is your favorite character from Friends?
That's a good question. Phoebe.
Oh my God, me too. And who's your second favorite? I have like a tie for first.
Rachel.
Ugh, ew. Ross.
Ross is your second?
Ross is very controversial because either you absolutely love Ross or you think he's the most annoying person on the show and the show should have went on without him.
Well, and there's people that are still angry about Rachel getting off the plane.
I mean, she's giving up her career for a man. I don't know if I would do that.
Right. Mary fuck Hill. Ross. No, but like today's.
Oh, but their character or them personally?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay.
Because if I was in the show, there's literally no doubt that I would have married Ross. And I think this is very controversial. But first of all, like, he was the only one with his own apartment. Like, these were all 30-year-olds. No, more. They were older than that. Like, living in tiny apartments with roommates. And it's just like, Ross was successful. He had a PhD and he had his own apartment and he was Jewish. Like, how do people not see like how much of a catch Ross was?
True,
he was a little annoying and emotional, but still.
But can you see yourself like Frenching Ross? Like, do you want Ross's tongue down your throat vibes?
I mean, he's not like hot.
He's not right. Yeah.
But there are other things besides hot.
Yeah, you're smart. That's what I'm saying. You're very businessy, Claudia Allestreet. You think you're not.
That's what I'm saying.
Everything is a business decision with you. Even
you have to weigh all the pros and cons.
So marry Ross, I'm assuming fuck Joey, kill Chandler?
No, I honestly, Joey's like a little too stupid. Like, no person is actually that dumb.
But you're just fucking him.
If I'm playing in the, let's take it to the 90s, they're true versions of themselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm marrying Ross. Joey probably has an STD. I am killing Joey and I'm fucking Chandler. He wasn't that bad.
He wasn't that bad. People were actually being kind of mean about the reunion. Articles were coming out that Matthew Perry in the promos was like slurring his words and like looking kind of out of it, which I tried to like watch. And I was like, I don't know if I would have caught that.
I didn't notice anything bizarre. And I feel like he's been really open with his like journey to sobriety. So I didn't notice anything, but people just love to nitpick.
Like, I know people love to nitpick. But you know what I think? I think that what made me kind of sad is that like we always like to imagine like that it's, you know, in real life, they're best friends, like which like we know the girls are. But Ross, see?
Yes.
Ross said something. David Joimer said that they haven't been in the same room in like 100 years. Like they haven't all hung out.
Yeah, and a few years ago, there were like a lot of rumors that the reason why there hasn't been like a reboot or a reunion was because of Ross.
Really?
I think he's like the odd man out.
Well, he lives in New York. They all live in California. But like, good for him. He was getting some roles. He was, you know, Robert Kardashian.
OJ.
Right.
Honestly, seeing him play Robert Kardashian was such a culmination of like, all
your
world.
Oh my God, when he was
very
like
bizarre.
When he was like calling little Kim and little Courtney, right?
Literally,
you were like,
I was dying.
I think I stopped watching there. I was like, that's it. I have enough. Okay, you guys have heard me say this, and here I am saying it again. Woo, woohoo, woo, 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 woo. Woo is a sexual wellness brand that sponsors this podcast, and I freaking love them. I love their products. You know, I love a clean product because I'm basically Kourtney Kardashian, and everyone's getting down and dirty in the bedroom, and that's where Woo comes in to help and enhance your sex life. They're freshies that are natural towelettes that you can use before or after sex and are made with coconut water, and they smell so amazing. And actually, you can use them also after sex, and you can use them after, I don't know, hot yoga, or if you haven't had time to shower between, you know, work and, you know, a dinner meeting or drinks. And it's just so nice to have that kind of little packet on the go, and not of like, you know, wet ones that you clean the table with, but legit made for your vagina and are made with natural ingredients. They also have love oil, coconut love oil, that is made from natural ingredients and is basically a lube that you can shove up in and around everywhere you want to because it's made of natural ingredients. And they're giving my listeners 20% off of your Woo order. So you have to go to woomoreplay.com/discount/notskinny. That's for 20% off. Or you can just use code NOTSKINNY at checkout for 20% off. So either woomoreplay.com/discount/notskinny for 20% off, or just use code NOTSKINNY at checkout for 20% off. Okay, so I know you're obsessed with the Kardashians, but not as obsessed as you should be, because you guys, we're going to out Claudia right now because, you know, I get outed all the time because I'm a faux Bravo-holic and like, we should be more on top of our shit. Let's own our shit right now, Claudia.
No,
because
no,
you're just
I won't
own it.
No, because I am so on top of my shit. Except
what episode are you on of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
2 weeks ago. I'm about to finish. They just told the crew that they're like done with the show.
Oh, okay. So you have one more. No, so you have one more.
One more. I did start 3 episodes back today.
And actually, Claudia, I was trying to remember before our episode today what the last episode was of the Kardashians, and I seriously couldn't, because it's seriously as much as they're in my heart and soul and my best friends. I couldn't remember because it was so blah. Because this whole season is like in this whole season is kind of like, we get it. You're at the Malibu house. It's quarantine. Things are happening in and kind of around. So the last episode, which you haven't watched yet because you're slacking, is with Nori's Black Book.
Yes, which first of all, I love that account so much. And I love the Kardashians for like acknowledging it.
Not only like people don't know, like it's been savage. Like I've actually posted like, oh my God, Khloé liked this post by Nori's Black Book, because there are some posts that are very, very savage, which I feel like we were surprised in the past that a Kardashian would like. But not only
the Dream Kardashian Hope Fund.
Well, I missed that one.
Nori's Black Book has this like this joke that they have like a charity for Dream Kardashian. It's called Dream Kardashian Hope Fund, because like Dream is, you know, probably like has like the smallest inheritance.
I'm dead. She is so savage, Natalie. She is
savage.
Didn't you feel like she was more confident on that meeting than I could ever pretend to be?
I mean, she's for years been in a lighthearted, fun way, been just like annihilating the Kardashians like and their kids. And I was actually shocked that like, I don't know if I would have the balls to like meet them. I love that they think it's funny. And I think part of the reason why the Kardashians are so successful, one of the many reasons, is because they've always been able to laugh at themselves. And so the fact they don't take offense to any of the stuff that she says, that makes me very happy. I don't know if I could have done it.
Like literally, I'm just thinking like me meeting them, like as much as I try hard to like not die, like there is no way I could have looked as cool as Natalie. She was like explaining her account. She was just like saying what she's going to do with it. Like it almost seemed like Kim and Khloé were like, uh-huh. Like they were more like, she was just stealing the show. She was so charismatic and so great. And it was great to see her being acknowledged. And not only, like I'm saying, I would get so excited. I'd be like, Khloé liked the post from Nori's Black Book. But like, not only did she like it, they were like, that's exactly North, which like, I don't know. It's like the whole meeting. I know you haven't watched it yet, Drenge. But literally, they're like, that's North. No, you don't understand. That's North. No, you don't understand. That's North. Like literally, not even like, oh, that's resembling of North. Like they're like, that's North. Which, like, I'm scared of North a little bit. If she's
that's
like,
frightening.
Like that's fucking North. And it's so funny because at the end of their meeting, Kim like pulls North up on FaceTime and is like, North, meet Natalie. And like North has no fucking idea. Literally, yeah. She pops up in the FaceTime, is like side eyeing her and is like not saying anything. And they're like, that's no, honestly, so North. See,
there's very few things I'm afraid of, but I am afraid of North.
She's so much cooler than we could seriously ever be.
She's so cool. I feel like she's probably like a little mean, and she would like make fun of my Chugi outfit, you know?
She probably like uses Chugi, honestly.
Yeah, she would hate us.
So you said you're really into Kravis, though.
I am. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was, and this is why it's like nerve-wracking for me, because they were so hot and heavy for so long in the beginning that like you kind of get annoyed with them. So I'm not there yet, but like they're definitely like getting there.
I think like sometimes people notice things before I do. By sometimes, I mean a lot of times. But I feel like I've been posting a lot about Kravis. And at the beginning, you could probably tell by my progression where I was like obsessed. Like Kravis, yeah. I was like dying. I was like wanted to like be in a polygamous relationship with them. And I feel like without noticing, now I'm like just like, I'll be like Kravis at Disneyland, you know, like my emotions are getting kind of like less and less, just because like you got to keep us kind of like wanting more. And
yeah, like they fizzled out a little bit just because they were so hot and heavy and like it wasn't exciting anymore. Yeah. And now there's just like so much drama with Shanna and Alabama and Kim. Like, did Kim fuck Travis? And it's like it's been tainted, you know.
It has been tainted because, listen, at the end of the day, you guys, this is what we know for sure. We know for sure that Travis had a thing with Paris Hilton. We know that at that time, Kim was Paris's closet girl. Yes, you guys, that's what she was, or intern. I don't know what she wants to call herself, but closet organizer. I think I don't know. That's the thing. She says like she wasn't doing like scheduling. She was literally organizing her closet.
And like selling the stuff on eBay.
Right. And Travis literally was quoted saying that Kim is like eye candy, that her body is like more of his vibe and that she's nice to look at, but they never hooked up. So that's like noted, recorded. Could you, as Courtney, even hook up with him with that being out there?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. And it's very delicate because it definitely gives off some like incestual vibes. Even if they didn't do anything, which they might have, it just feels weird. But if this is the love of Courtney's life and like they're going to get married and have kids and like this is it, then it's not a big deal. But if it's just a fling, it's a little weird.
But what do you think about, okay, so we have that, which is noted, recorded. I'm a very big person on like what's confirmed and what's like, you know, whatever. So confirmed, we have just that. Up in the air right now, we have a lot more things because Shanna, who blocked me, by the way. So let's take a moment.
Oh my God. Who are you blocked by? A lot of people. You're blocked by Hilaria Baldwin?
No, by Alec.
Oh, even better.
No, 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 Dwenge. I don't take, I get offended. I'm like a little chihuahua that's like, but what did I do wrong? You know, even though like right. I get it. Right. But I still want everyone to love me and like me and like not hate me.
Of course.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm not, no, because I know a lot of people are like, blocked by so-and-so, one under my... I'm not. Like, I'm not proud.
Oh,
I'm embarrassed.
Like okay.
No, I want to be friends with Shanna. I wanted her to come on the podcast. She was actually... Everyone, first news. I was literally talking to her booker about coming on the podcast. And then 2 days later, I was blocked. But it's my... Listen, I don't think I was shit-talking, but a lot of the time, I don't know the line between shit-talking right. or objective reporting.
That's a great, great call.
You guys, I'm so excited to finally announce this partnership because I have been using their products for such a long time. I've been using Olive and June, their Manny system, for such a long time, but I've been waiting until it's a fish for me to like announce you guys and, you know, give you a freaking discount to use the best at-home Manny ever, ever, ever. If I can do it, anybody can do it, okay? So Olive and June, cutest brand ever. They have a at-home Manny system, which has in it everything you freaking need to give yourself a home Manny, like the perfect nail clippers, the perfect buffer, like everything. And salon Manny's, not only are they expensive, but I don't have time as a mom. Like, honestly, I don't have time, you guys. I don't even have time to watch Real Housewives of New York. Like, nevertheless, like, freaking going and getting a manicure and doing it at home by myself, I've always felt like it looks like a five-year-old did it. But now the Olive and June Manny system, I know how to do it myself. Looking salon perfect and lasting 7+ days. And literally, whenever I wear nail polish by Olive and June, I get asked like, wait, where's that from? Anyway, I freaking love it, you guys. Like the nail clippers, I've never had nail clippers that like clip the way that they do. I don't know how to explain it. I've never had like a nail primer that primes the way that it does, a top coat that coats the way that it does. Like everything is just amazing about it. And their colors are so freaking cute. They also have this like poppy thing, which is a patented brush handle, and it makes it easier to paint with the other hand. Like they thought of literally everything that you will need for a do it at home, Manny, and everything comes in one box. Check it freaking out because I have a code for you. It is not skinny. It will get you 20% off your Manny system with Olive and June. So you have to go to oliveandjune.com and use promo code not skinny for 20% off your first Manny system. Okay. So you go to Olive and June, you use the promo code not skinny, and you start a new life. Who dis? New nails, who dis? We're done with expensive bad Manny's. This is the new us, okay? So Shanna, I mean, I get it. Like the whole internet is buzzing about what kind of a mom you are, which is such a tough,
awful
thing, which like is even weird for me to like post about, like Shanna blocked or like Alabama unfollowed Shanna or like Shanna is saying, why is my kid dressing like that on Instagram Live at 4 a.m. Yeah. It's like a weird thing to even cover. The last thing I saw actually before we got on this podcast today was like a magazine, I forget which one, In Touch, said that all of this is going to be on the new Hulu show. Do we buy it?
Well, I feel like we've gotten very little direction from what is actually going to be on the Hulu show.
Yeah.
Is it just the same kind of format regurgitated on Hulu with a new name? Are they all getting their own show? Like, what's going on?
I think about this more than I will admit, and I would probably underestimate and say once a day.
Yeah.
Because, okay, to make it sound like this is our last season ever of filming, our last day ever of filming, this Emma filming, which, like, okay, we could save the crew, E, whatever. Then we know about this new Hulu thing. And again, I told you I'm a factual-based person. So I take what they give us as facts, which is we have a new partnership deal with Hulu. I didn't know, does that mean they're going to produce stuff but not be on air? But then they made it pretty clear with some tweets and some stuff that they're, like, filming. Like,
no, but like, what is the show? Is it just a family reality show? Because I could see them all having different shows. Like, honestly, that drama with Poosh like a couple weeks ago was kind of interesting. Like, okay, maybe give me like a very Cavallari type of Poosh show. Mm-hmm. And then Kim could really fill an entire show by herself with the law school and Skims. There's actually so many interesting things going on. You know, I could do a whole show on Kylie Cosmetics. Like, so what are we getting? Are we getting one more show that nobody wants to film and they're always fighting about who's going to film when? Or are we taking a whole other creative direction?
That is such a good point.
Lest we not forget, the whole reason that this show is ending is because in the last three seasons, Kim and Khloé have put the entire show on their back. Kylie doesn't want to film. Kendall doesn't want to film. Kourtney doesn't want to film. Chris is so fucking busy. Like, Scott and MJ are the star of the show. Like, it's so stupid.
Scott and MJ are making omelets.
Yeah, that's really part of the reason why they ended this show. One, it really was time. But two, like, nobody even wanted to do it anymore. So then why are you doing another show on Hulu? So I can't imagine it's going to be the same type of format, because that would be stupid, because that's literally why they ended the last show, because, like, nobody wanted to do it. But now they want to do it.
That is such a good point, Drench, because nobody wants to film with Khloé and Kim. Just the last episode that you didn't watch, the Nori's Black Book, like, they're doing it. They're like, who's Nori's Black Book? The fucking bunkers. The bunker episode.
The bunker was so stupid. Oh, my God.
The bunker. The bunker. I don't know.
Tristan and Khloé going to see UFOs. Like, please.
So it's always, how do you, like, why is it Khloé and Kim that are willing to do this shit, do you think?
That's what the whole fight was about last season. Like, they're the ones, like, literally putting it on their backs. They film every day. Nobody wants to open up about what's going on in their lives. Nobody even wants to commit to coming to film. So it's literally on Khloé to put together these dumbass skits, like going to look for UFOs, and on Kim to go look, you know, on a bunker. Like, it's so dumb.
Can you imagine the bunker will go down in the Hall of Fame of, like, how crazy. And the thing is, like, everything they do in such a, like, so you guys know how obsessed I am with security.
Right. No, they have to tie it in.
Yeah. So let's go check out bunkers. You know,
it's just so dumb.
But isn't it so funny? I don't remember who I was talking to about this, but it's like the confessionals, like, Kendall will come on and, like, okay, we're on a podcast right now. You know, we're exerting energy. We're probably sweating a little bit, you know.
For sure.
You know, like, you exert energy into things that you do, and then you have Kendall Jenner show up on the confessional screen and exert zero energy.
Kourtney also.
I know, but you know. I know, but I can't talk about my babe.
I know, and we're just, like, on different pages there, so it's
why? Why? What's
best.
Our page? What's the page? What's the page? Tell me.
Well, before Kravis, I really was having a lot of problems with Kourtney, especially coming off of last season, where I really felt like she was not being a team player. When it came to the show and it came to business. And as much as they're a family, they also operate a business together, and you have to be able to support both parts of that. And I really felt like she wasn't carrying her weight. And she's just, like, kind of lame. Like, she's just not my vibe. Then when she became one half of Kravis, I was like, oh, she might be on her way to being one of my favorite Kardashians. Cause I just thought, like, it was such a transformative relationship for her. She looked so happy when she's clearly been, like, kind of Ms. for a few years,
right?
Personally, professionally, she was, like, going through stuff. Like, when she was crying about turning 40, like, she was having a breakdown, like, she was just going through a lot. So now I'm just kind of struggling with how to, like, what box to put her in. Cause I don't, like, really dislike her anymore, but I'm not, like, obsessed with her.
It feels and like Khloé feel is, like, your fave.
No, Kim is my favorite.
Okay, because you're businessy. See, it all ties up.
Well, also, I have a lot of respect for Kim in the way she, like, handles most things. I think she's, like, super diplomatic and really smart. And she, like, do you remember when, oh, she did the Letterman interview?
Mm-hmm.
And I've always loved her, but this is just like one of the moments in my mind that like, I really, whenever I'm like thinking about her, just how much respect I have for her. They were talking about everything from Paris to OJ, and David Letterman asked if she thought OJ did it, which is like a crazy question to ask. And she couldn't get out of it. And I thought her answer was just like, so lovely.
Oh, out of respect for his kids. She said,
he's like, honestly, I still know his kids. And I was just never feel comfortable answering that one way or another. So like respectfully, I'm just not going to answer. And I just thought that was like a brilliant,
She's respectful.
She's so family oriented. And that's like such a cornerstone of who I am. Like, I just love her. And I think like she gets a lot of shit when she really shouldn't. Cause her and Chris are some of the smartest. They are seven multimillionaires, three billionaires. Like, it's just, how can you not respect them?
So much respect. Like with Kim, like no matter what, and I'll always say this, is not only is she incredibly smart and she got her whole family like set for life. Also in this industry, I haven't heard, and not only because of NDAs, like even through the grapevine, like no one has ever said they treated anybody badly. Everyone they've ever worked with will say how lovely these people are. And it's freaking true. I'm not talking about Kendall, Kylie. Like, I don't know about the Jenner side, but I know the Kardashians like are lovely.
That's the Kris Jenner work ethic. And like, she's really instilled that in the girls. And I think it's admirable. And I really do think, while I don't agree with like everything they've ever done, I do think that they're really good role models. And that's not a popular thing to say, but they are.
I know, they really are. I do. I know we can all give them shit and like make fun of different things. And like you said, what's so great about them is like the most of the time know how to take it. And even with such a savage account as Nori's Black Book, they were like down with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we really love them. So at the end of the day, Drenge, I can see the review. Stop calling her Drenge. She told you it's not her name. Like, do you see him?
No, I don't care.
I love it. You're changing my life.
Honestly, as long as people are talking about me, I don't care if they pronounce my name.
Oh my God. You're so businessy. We need to go to like an ashram and you need to be like,
I need to go to one of those Poosh sound bath festivals.
Oh my God. Kenny loves sound baths. Are you dying to try 818 tequila?
I actually am. I'm a huge tequila gal and I'm very specific and I actually feel like it's really good.
Did you see Tequila 5112 saying that
I saw it on your story?
Don't sound so surprised. I bring a lot of things to the world.
You know what? I watch your story so much that you are like the first person that pops up on my thing before my sisters. Like,
oh my God, that's such a comp.
I love your stories.
Yay. Thank you.
I could use some more, actually. Like, I don't think you post enough.
Oh, you're lying. Now you're fucking
No,
lying.
I'm dead fucking serious. What? I'm dead fucking serious.
I literally posted. It was so funny. The other week, I was like, shit, I have to catch up on keeping up. Oh, because I was starting to say before that, like, so it is like your job, right? Technically, to be on top of pop culture, yet you're 3 weeks behind on keeping up.
Okay, it's an exception. I'm always very caught up.
It's okay. I'm just trying to make myself feel better. So what I'm saying is like, I know, but like, again, like, is it your job? Yes. But is like People Magazine paying you to like recap? No. Do you know what I mean? So like at the end of the day, like you can talk about whatever you want to bring that day.
You also have a child. And I think that's a really fair excuse to not be up every night watching trash reality television.
Right.
So I really don't have an excuse because I don't have children, but you do. And I think it's okay.
Well, I was just going to say about the stories that I got a message after I posted that I missed a lot of shows. I need to catch up. Like, so maybe post less stories.
No.
Which I'm just saying, no, most people really like, you know, it's a story central situation. But just so you guys know, like some messages like really get embedded into your heart and that like you almost want to be like, I have a child. And then I'm like, no, literally. Like I don't really need to say that. But yeah, it's so hard because I haven't even watched Roni yet. I didn't even watch. Yeah, I know.
It's so bad. Honestly, you're really missing nothing.
Really?
I mean, watch it because it's like, it's silly, but it's not anything. It's not 60 minutes. You don't need to be watching with, you know.
Oh my God. I feel like lately it's been those shows, a lot of reality shows. I feel like it's been like I'm more on my phone than I'm watching.
100%.
So what shows would you say, Claudia, are like you're not on your phone when you're watching and you're in it
That's a good question. Beverly Hills premiered last night, and that is a show that has 100% of my attention all the time, because even when it's boring, everyone on the show is so rich in their fashion and their cars and their homes. I soak up every single minute of it. So that is a no-brainer, never on my phone for Beverly Hills Housewives.
Would you tell me, I don't watch. Would you tell me to like binge from the beginning, start this season?
Binge from the beginning. There's so much history and it's so iconic, and we've been through so many hysteric. There's honestly, it's the best franchise, and it has been since the beginning.
Okay.
So you have to watch that. When I watch scripted shows, I usually am not on my phone. So when I'm binge watching, I just binge watched, The Bold Type. I loved it.
The Bold Type?
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Okay.
Also, I watch Younger. I don't get on my phone for that. But when I'm watching like Real Housewives of New York, Atlanta,
Roans, do you watch?
I'm on my phone.
You're on your phone, even though Jersey looked like it was pretty savage the past few episodes.
No, it's been really, really good, but it's still like phone worthy.
But it's still phone worthy. Claudia, aka Dwenge.
Dwenge.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh my God, this is perfect timing. My computer just alerted me that it's about to die. So
oh my God, that's amazing.
Thank you for having me. Oh my God. I had the best time. And here's the moral of the story. Post more stories.
That's so cute. And another moral, everyone go buy Claudia's book, self-titled Girl With No Job.
The Crazy Beautiful Life of an Instagram Thirst Monster.
And you're in the bath on the cover.
Yep.
And remember when you used to do that, the bath question?
I still do it. It's just like, it's become a lot of work and I'm like sweating in the bath.
I know how you used to do it, like fucking in the nude.
I used to be crazy.
Like a lot of bubbles, a lot of bubble situation, a lot of bubbles.
I can't believe I haven't slipped a nip yet. Maybe that's what I need to really skyrocket my career.
See, business, business, business. You guys, if you don't already follow Claudia at Girl With No Job, I'm sure you do. But if you don't, do that and check out the Morning Toast and everything else this business lady is up to. Claudia, thank you so much.
Thank you. I love you.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.